Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true story.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Caitlin Thomas.
In July 2012.
When the theme was flashbacks.
My flashback is about when I first moved to London, which was about 4 years ago. I had never been here before I moved here, so I really had no idea what to expect. And I'm from upstate New York, which is like friendly and kind of boring, and it's where Codex from. So I thought, okay, let's see what London's like. So I arrived. I thought it was amazing. All the buildings were beautiful. I was living on the South Bank. Everyone seemed really friendly and just really polite, and it just really didn't seem that much different from the U.S., just different accents, but it was still English. And I was like, this is cool. I can do this. And I was like 24, and I thought, I got this. So one day, I'm taking the bus that goes along the South Bank, the RV1, if you're familiar, and I'm just looking at all the sights, I'm just chilling out, and I'm like looking out the window, probably listening to some hip-hop or something American, and being like, yeah, this is good shit. And then we're cruising along, and, you know, people on the bus, like girls drinking Starbucks, just sipping, and in front of me, there's this, like a businessman who looks like he was from another era. He was wearing a weird wool brown suit and a weird hat, but I kind of liked him. I'm like, yeah, he looks cool. And then, you know how some on the bus, there's like those seats that will face each other? So I'm sitting facing forward. He's sitting in front of me. And then there's a seat, a row facing him. And there's a Chinese couple there, or maybe Japanese. Sorry if I can't tell. And so they're just chilling, this couple. And all of a sudden, the bus starts going, and the brake is like, this guy slamming on the brake. And I hear this like, boom! And I'm thinking, oh my god. And I fly forward, and the dude in the wool suit flies forward, and his face lands in the crotch of the Chinese girl. And because we were braking for like 10 seconds, all the momentum, like, he got stuck in her lap, and he was like, and she has this look of horror on her face, like, oh my god! And her boyfriend's just like, oh, what the fuck do I do? And then the fucking Starbucks goes flying, and there's shit flying from the back of it, and people are like, whoa, you know, they're holding onto the thing. And I fly forward, slam my knee into the seat in front of me, and just scream, fuck! Ow! Oh my god! And I'm sitting there, and the guy's stuck in the girl's lap, and I'm screaming, and I'm like, guys! Are you okay? What happened? And I'm like, driver, do we kill a biker? What happened? And this is the first moment I realized I was actually in a completely different country, and I was a foreigner in a foreign land. Because the dude whose face was in the girl's crotch, he sits up and he's just like, doesn't say sorry, doesn't say anything, but he's just like, sorry. And then the couple, the girl looks like, I mean, she's like red as hell, and she's just like, she looks like she shamed her family, and she's never, you know, she can't go back to China. And her boyfriend, he's trying to comfort her, but he's like, oh, he's ashamed of her. He's looking out the window like, I'm never going to forgive you for this. And then the people in the back, you know, I'm like, are you guys, is everyone okay? And they're just like utterly silent. Starbucks is everywhere. It's a mess. And they're just like, Bus driver says nothing. And all you hear is utter silence and me going, guys, can we talk about this? Guys. And that's my story.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna H.
with audio production by Matt Hill
at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.